Well, folks, here in the state of Missouri, our State Department of Transportation, the Coalition for Roadway Safety, have been raising public awareness all this week about the issue of pedestrian safety. We've had 110 pedestrians killed in the state of Missouri in 2019, many more injured. We'll find out how many more here in a moment. I'm Brian Helmsworth, and joining me to talk about this very important issue is Tara Van Loo. Tara is the Child Passenger and Bike Pedestrian Safety Coordinator for MoDOT, the Missouri Department of Transportation. Tara, appreciate the time. Let's start with that number, 110 pedestrians killed. That is staggering. What happened?
Yes, our increase in pedestrians killed on our roadways, and, you know, 307 were also seriously injured, which means, you know, they probably had a hospital stay and are still probably suffering some of those injuries to this day.
You know, you talk about that in suffering injuries, and some of them will never, quite frankly, recover from those injuries.
That's correct. You know, that can cost the state many millions of dollars to, you know, do a lot of the injury recovery, whether it be they are paralyzed or have several surgeries. It can really cost them and the state a lot of money when it comes to these accidents.
Tara, again, very simple story here. It's about safety. It's about the importance of slowing down. What is MoDOT, what is the agency doing this week to raise public awareness?
Well, we are really, our pedestrian awareness campaign, it started on the 21st and it ends on Saturday. But that doesn't mean we are always working on raising awareness for those pedestrians and drivers, educating both on what to watch for to ensure everyone stays safe on our roads. Just because a pedestrian is injured or killed does not mean that the driver doesn't need to have a little more awareness as well on what to look for when you're driving alongside pedestrians that could be running alongside the roadways, or if the pedestrian, once you are outside of your vehicle, you're considered a pedestrian. So let's say your car stalled and you're a pedestrian alongside the road changing a tire. We just really want you to raise public awareness on the safety measures that can be put in place for those pedestrians.
And I think really what it sums, how it sums up, and you've summed it up here in your release about the top contributing factors to the deaths: failure to yield, alcohol, drug impairment, and driver inattention. Those three. Those are all preventable.
That's correct.
Those are all preventable.
Yes. Yes, they are. Especially those distractions. We, a lot of us in the communities have, you know, devices, cell phones, what have you, and we can become distracted as a driver and as a pedestrian. So we always want to raise awareness on putting your phone down, no matter if you're walking, riding, bicycling, keeping your head up. Safety is a two-way street. That's our tagline for this week, that, it, you know, safety is most important when you're alongside the roadways.
It doesn't hurt to slow down either, does it?
That's correct. Speeding, especially during this pandemic, we've seen speeding along the roadways has risen. And we just want to remind drivers that there are still speed limits across the state of Missouri. It's a state law. And to keep those speed limits, if you see pedestrians or somebody on the side of the roadway, it's best if it's safe to merge over or at least slow down when you're passing them.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would just like to add that if you are you're wearing bright colored clothing, if you have to be alongside the roadway, use those crosswalks if at all possible. Make sure that you and the driver see each other by using eye contact to know that each other are there. And just be cautious, especially if you have to be out at night. Just make sure you're wearing those bright colored clothing. And if you need more information regarding our campaigns, any of them, from pedestrian awareness, I know next week we're kicking off impaired driving campaign. So please visit us at SaveMoLives.com for further information.